Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the 484th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. I'm the host, The Rough Rider. Today's podcast title is Georgia Appears Ready to Indict Donald Trump. Let's get it. The news over the last few days that apparently it's been revealed that Fulton County, Georgia, that's the county that Atlanta, Georgia resides within, Fulton County prosecutors who are looking into the alleged criminal activity by the former president, Donald Trump, in trying to rig or change the election results for Georgia in the presidential election of November 3rd, 2020. It looks like it's getting to the point where the Fulton County Prosecutor's Office under District Attorney Fannie Willis is ready, is on the cusp of bringing indictments against the former guy, Donald John Trump. And as the usual and customary practice for any ongoing prosecution, the county prosecutors usually meet with the defense counsel at the very last stage before issuing an indictment, and they meet with the defense counsel to give them, the defense counsel, one last opportunity to persuade the prosecutors from bringing any charges at all. And apparently, the Fulton County prosecutors met with attorneys in December. And it appears that they did not become persuaded to do otherwise other than go ahead and issue an indictment against the former guy. So it's going to be just a very short time, maybe a week or two, maybe just a little longer, before we will be, it will be revealed that the Fulton County Prosecutor's Office will be issuing indictments or an indictment against the former president. It's going to be probably indictments, because he had two phone calls alone during that time period between November 3rd, 2020 and January 6th, 2021. There were several phone calls, to be precise, in which Donald Trump from the White House was trying to strong-arm the governor, the secretary of state, and others to, you know, change the election results in his favor, the election results in Georgia, so that he would actually win. We would be declared the winner. So we're going to find out, but I think it's just a matter of a couple of weeks, if that long at all, that Donald Trump will be facing indictment, and Georgia will be first out of the block to do so, criminal indictments for his behavior in the latter part of 2020, in order to strong arm and subvert the will of the people and to undo the election results, the presidential election results. So this is the old Rough Rider. Stay tuned. We'll keep you up to date. But things are not boding well for Donald Trump at this point in time. It's becoming patently obvious that his future will include prison cell. So thanks for listening. The old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride so you just don't have to.